You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Damn, Skip and the big boss man's in the house. Yeah. But you strike me as a casual boss.
I'm quite casual.
Yeah.
I like to work within my team.
Yeah, nice.
Rather than above it.
Don't shout at, shout with.
Yeah, exactly. Mostly at the annoying drunk customers.
Right. Now, what's that like, actually, bar life? How do you handle that kind of scenario? Just kind of cool them out? Just be cool as, and then like, oh, fuck this place, I don't get a rise? Is that how it goes? Or, you know, with like drunkens? Or are they just...
You just...
Shoo them out.
Talk them down.
Just throw a rugby ball out the door and they're off.
Yeah. We usually have a bouncer Friday, Saturday, they don't usually get into the bar.
Nice.
Which is nice. Yes.
What's on the menu for this week?
Tonight I'm doing American hot dogs, actually.
Oh, hell.
Which is going to be freaking epic.
No, I actually meant the drink. But
we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah, great. either way, we're getting to both.
Food, I'm hungry. Yeah. Awesome. Tonight on the show,
I want a hot dog. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, no hot dog for you. Unless you come to the bar later, of course. Then you might have one.
And I will.
I'm using vodka from France called Summum, and it's lemon-flavored vodka.
Everything is bon. Oh, it looks really clear for lemon-flavored anything.
Do the Johnny thing.
He didn't coin opening a bottle. Oh, hell, it's got a nice... Yeah, that's
very lemony.
Nothing sure. That's
so
lemon.
As you mentioned earlier, I do have a beaker. I just felt a little bit hipster because I'm using agave syrup.
Are you going to put mayo in? Oh, no, cool. Okay.
I'm using agave syrup.
Right.
Which is like nectar of the gods.
It looks kind of like honey? Or?
More like a maple syrupy flavor, to be honest.
That's what you make the tequila out of, isn't it?
Sort of. Like, it's what's inside the piña, the, like, chunk of the agave plant that they ferment.
Right.
Yeah, but yes, that is the sugar.
Same plant.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so put about 10 mils of the agave syrup in there. I'm going to make this an unassuming, frickin' strong drink.
I was worried the agave wouldn't mix in, but I already see it getting convinced by the vodka.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now we're going to give it a stir and we're going to use the rosemary. You see, look at this.
I should be
wearing a lab coat.
Bish, bosh, bash. Yeah, it's a beaker. We mentioned that that's like a straight-up beaker.
I'm using a beaker. I'm being a total... Stir.
Someone out there right now can't make their pee because you've got their beaker, mate.
Luckily, to go around.
Yeah, so I'm using a rosemary spriggy bit to like stir with.
Ooh, is that
there
lemon
is a
juice?
Practical reason.
Okay.
Which is that it's rosemary infusing delicious. Some of the flavor into it. And then I put 20 mils of lemon juice in there.
Would you say the rosemary is going to crank with that drink as powerfully as it does with the lamb?
Yes, it definitely will.
Well, that's reassuring.
Rosemary is powerful, eh?
It's amazing.
It also just grows willy-nilly.
It grows like wildfire, and
I'm amazed
delicious.
That people pay for it at the supermarket.
Oh, right?
Right? Like...
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
You'd probably say that about a lot of herbs, really.
Go for turn around your neighborhood.
Yeah, there's actually one down the end of my street. It's kind of a menace, so I'm like doing a favor, but except the house is like pretty much a halfway house, so anything you take from there, they're like, what you giving me?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, the cheese spilling over.
The cheese alive. And now I'm using the sugar-free, so I put the sugar back in with agave. But I like, I don't know, there's something about the minerality of the sugar-free chia that I like.
Anything that's going to make me feel skinny, I'm in. Oh, okay, let's get it mixing around.
Now we're just smashing
it. I like where this drink's headed.
More. And we're going to add some lime wedges for decoration. And
it looks very presentable.
There we go.
Your first mandrake.
All right.
Make sure you mark the side of the drink that you drink from so as to not make like we've pashed.
But that would be my...
Yeah, is it like that?
That's real good. Okay. That is, it's a little bit LMP-ish.
Start thinking almost. About a musical genre that it reminds you of.
Definitely like cruise ship type music.
I've never been on a cruise ship.
Neither,
what does it sound like?
Well, I think it just
sounds like decaying bodies, I think. I'm going to drink from the beaker, like.
I'm imagining like 30s music with a little bit of house beat thrown in the background.
Yeah, I'm feeling a house vibe from this for sure. Definitely like kind of you're more like mainstream house music.
There we go.
I don't know what that means.
Something comfortable from a place that a guy wears a lab coat and you dance to shitty, trendy house music.
Yeah, but the drink's great.
Right, so I'll take it.
Are you just kind of saying like the house music's going to suck? So I need a real nice drink like this to get through.
I think that's it, yeah.
You need to think a little more outside the box, I think.
Good drink. It's a good drink. It's refreshing.
The rosemary is...
That bird's gone.
Good. Really nice...
yeah, it's a buzzy touch.
Combo in there.
I feel like you could almost go with any herb in there, but rosemary's working out.
It does taste like LMP.
What have I done? Turns out LMP's just lemon vodka.
Maybe that's what the sugar-free cheese is going for.
Finally got to the bottom of it, eh?
But the lemon.
Lemon and cheese pyro.
Also a really nice genie bottle there with that. What is it, like extra lemon sauce or something?
Yeah, this is the lemon. So I brought lime just for decoration.
Right.
You know, I got to make it look good for you guys, even though no one else is going to see it.
Well, we've certainly put a lot of
effort.
We take
photos and we put them on the internet, don't we?
That's true. That is true. I will do that. Actually, I'm going to do one with Mandrake drinking it.
Right.
And
well,
that's lucky that we've put so much effort into our personal appearance today as well. That's going to be
great. Lots of grooming.
It's going to be a great photo. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes viral.
It's lovely. Actually, if you would like to see pictures that we post and willy-nilly, there is a 95BFM Drive Facebook page. Go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, have Instagram as well.
Facebook and Twitter.
Hit us up. 95BFM Drive.
Yeah. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook for what's up.
Awesome. Normally Twitter, but the Twitter's down at the moment.
Is Twitter down?
Yes. Well, our Twitter's down.
Twitter's dead.
So is it hot dogs at Red Bar tonight?
Hot dogs at Red Bar tonight, really.
I can't stress enough how good the food is at Red Bar. What did I have the other day that was amazing? What were you cooking? It was something.
Which week?
Last week.
What did I do?
We like had a big sit-in.
Sliders?
He was there.
No, we had...
Dude, it was complex.
We had some pulled meat and some lamb sliders. Sort of pita and some
That's right. I did Turkish.
It was really good.
Violently good, man. If you just want a quick little just to fill the hole and you're on K Road, just pop down Pitt Street there on the left is Red Bar, right past the station. Really nice.
It's actually quite amazing what you managed to pull together with your sandwich press down there.
It's like a camping scenario, but he comes out the kitchen with Shazam! And it's not a kitchen, it's just a right on the bar there. You can watch him do it.
I'm feeling a little bit warm in the cheeks, guys.
You sure you're not headed to WOMAD with your sandwich press?
You could be the next Hungarian flatbread, man. Yeah.
I'm actually going camping. That's my vibe. Hopefully this storm will blow through.
I think by next week we're good.
I hope so.
But hey, that Bands in the Park is in shadows now, so nobody panic. Hey, thanks so much to Red Bar. Thanks so much to Chi, of course. Fantastic. And
sweet.
Yeah,
roll.
That's it. Really,
that's it.
I haven't even finished this drink, so I'm going to get back into that. Actually, it's
yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.